Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure. Hello and welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles. I am Ashley.
And I'm Russ.
And we are here today with some really good friends of ours. We got Rob and Lindsay here from Anything But Vanilla. They are on social media by that. We are very excited. They are partners with Pineapples After Dark, and we just got back from their event, which was absolutely amazing. I am still buzzing from that weekend.
It was crazy.
So good. Our next episode, the one before this, is going to be all about that.
Yeah.
All about the weekend and me kind of being alone in my experience there. So these guys are huge in that. They are. Yes, I love it. I'm excited. I love it. I still haven't told him everything because I've been kind of keeping it.
She's trying to get genuine reactions out of me.
Yeah, I'm trying explain everything in front of him, but it's hard. I've told him bits and pieces, but we are going to talk more about your journey.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, I did share them. I showed him all the pictures. I couldn't.
Oh, perfect.
Those were good. Those were really good.
The videos.
Yeah. Yeah, the good stuff. Yeah, we're going to talk more about their story and talk about consent today, which we all really, really, you know, the most important thing in the lifestyle is consent. And so we want to deep dive into that more and get your thoughts and educate a few people because it's super important in the lifestyle.
Get another couple's perspective out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always good to talk more and more about
it. Oh, yeah.
But before we do that, we want to share a little bit about how you guys met, how long you've been together, kind of your little backstory about the lifestyle in general. You want to go ahead?
Well,
what happened was,
so we met at work.
12 years or so?
I think so, since we actually met. And then what, together about 10?
10 years this November, December.
That's right. 10 years this year. We've been married 7. And we've actually been in the lifestyle, what we figured
last
almost
May. Well, you can do it months like you have a kid.
Right. We're still, we're in that infant phase where it's like, we've been doing it for 16 months.
Yep.
We've been doing this for 170 months.
Exactly. So in the, you know, in the lifestyle world, we're really, I think, still kind of considered newbies.
Yeah, tall newbies, which I think is fine. Considering everything we've
just
done.
Just people that don't know us.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as how we, I guess, finally got into it, we talked about it for a long time. So Rob and I are both in our second marriage. So when we got together, it really just started with
all passes.
Yes. Yep. Because we both travel for work sometimes. So it's like, you know what? You're at the bar and whoever is giving you googly eyes, like, go for it.
Yeah.
So we
never, ever once took advantage of that for the whole time we were together.
Yes.
Not once. And we like, what the hell are we doing? And that's how the conversation started last year in the spring. And we said, what are you doing? We have these hall passes. And there was something else.
Well,
go ahead.
I started to realize and accept the fact that I'm like, I think we kind of like girls. So,
is that okay?
I think I like girls. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Just because of my Southern deep root upbringing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a topic for another day.
A whole nother episode on that.
It kind of started there. And, you know, I got to where, you know, if I was watching erotic videos, I really wanted like girl on girl stuff.
Exclusively, I feel like
that's where it got to. So I forget how it started. We were sitting out back by the fire pit and it was as simple as,
how do we do this? I'm like, I bet the internet could tell us, and it did. We signed up for we spent the $49.99 for an app, and put up our profiles. And I think within a couple of days, we started chatting with some people. Mm-hmm. So, and we knew, I think right away, like we were reading like, oh, what are these boundary things we need to learn about? Like all those, right. all the things,
yeah. yep.
you know, I think are lifestyle for beginners that you go over.
Yeah. You're the Google master anyway. But then it was not only that, it was like, okay, what can we find on YouTube? So we went on and found some of the more educational videos on there. And so, yeah, you know, learned about boundaries and consent and all of those things really early on. And we just head first, went somewhere.
Yeah.
Same. And we haven't looked back. It's been amazing and life changing.
I mean, it really fit like a glove, really, really well. And it just, I think we looked at each other and go, why weren't we doing this all along? I mean, this is obvious.
Oh yeah. Yeah. yeah that's yeah. our funny now. It's like, what's your one regret that we didn't figure this out sooner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not doing it earlier. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, was the lifestyle like what you were expecting, or did it meet your expectations? Did it go
exceed your expectations?
What were you expecting?
Oh my gosh. It has blown my mind and expectations completely out of the water. And it's,
I mean, right now for sure, but
yeah,
considering what we've done.
Oh yeah. 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 Definitely
it's a journey.
It's definitely a journey.
Our first experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's mind blowing because we didn't know what to expect.
I didn't. Yeah. Our first like real date out ended up being a full swap with this amazing couple, and it was a great date night and everything. And yep, never looked back.
It really took me out of my shell. I would say, and because Lindsay looked at me and said, like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, same.
We went out, went to a bar, met a couple. Like, we immediately went to, you know, swapping the partners for like holding hands, whatever, and walking, chatting, kissing. And we're just kind of walking around and doing things. And then at one point late in the evening, I said, oh, you know, we should all get together and take this to the next step. So they pull out their phones and they're like looking at their calendar. And I'm like, no, I mean, right now.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at me like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at them. I'm like,
so then they go, well, there's a hotel, you know, nearby here. And I said, we're looking to go back to our house. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did. Right,
come on over.
Or 100%. So we went back. We were both kind of nervous.
They were amazing as far as just taking it slow, but yet being willing to kind of be that first experience with us as well and lead and guide. And it ended up being an amazing night.
Which I hear is unique for a lot of people on their first experiences.
Yes.
A lot of times they fumble and they don't know. And that's fine. I feel like we got very, very lucky.
Yeah.
We did not be safe.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, like, it sounds a lot like, we have friends that have been in lifestyle for years and years and years. When we first got in the lifestyle, we were meeting a whole bunch of people that are in the lifestyle for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. And then we went off and our first year was just bananas. And then we came back and we started hanging out with everybody again after we kind of traveled everywhere. And they're like, you took the accelerated course.
Yeah, we took the quick course.
That would be us.
Yep. We took the fast way. We're going to talk more about, how has your relationship changed since joining the lifestyle, or for the good or for the bad? Anything?
Well, aspects to it. I'll start with one and we'll go back to us. One is we barely have a weekend to ourselves anymore because of our work with AD. We are a constant, like last night, we were on a call for 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
And that was 48 hours prior where we had, you know, the huge party, like it's constant. And I'm happy for it. I love
doing it's not a, a bad thing. It's not a criticism, but if there was one, I guess, downside, it is the time
for what we're doing.
Takes. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But for us, specifically,
I mean, for me, it's worth it because the smiles on people's faces and connecting people is one of our main things.
That's my
favorite. Love it.
That's my favorite. I love being the matchmaker and introducing everybody to my friends and their friends, and just meeting everyone is so much fun. I love it.
We have definitely become more connected though. Everybody says that, but if you have a good, strong relationship and your lifestyle, I think everyone I've talked to has said you talk to your partner more than you've ever talked to them before in your life. Yeah. You know more about them. We immediately call each other out on stuff so much faster.
Yeah.
And we're open about what's wrong.
Not in a bad way, though.
Not in a bad way.
You think vanilla, it's like, oh my God, they called them out. But for some reason, it's totally different than lifestyle. It's not a bad thing. It's not
communication. Well, I think you just touched on the secret to just a healthy relationship. Period.
Okay. What?
You just said
we
it.
Have healthy relationships.
Yeah, that's right there. Do you have you had any initial challenges, anything that you've had to overcome at the beginning or now or on your journey?
Yes. I would
know it's not all positive all the time. I
no,
it's so great, wonderful.
A lot of it, I think, was I encountered a lot of it for myself. I wouldn't call it jealousy. But I also did not have a confidence, which is funny because people who know me now, they're like, Rob,
Right. It depends on the jealousy. Yeah. It was an insecurity that I don't even think you knew was there.
Yeah.
He's always been just the outgoing, take charge and do this and that. So that was even interesting for me to start to see. And that was some of our more in-depth kind of eye-opening conversations was really how you were feeling early on.
Yeah. So I would, we'd go out someplace. She's getting all the attention.
Yeah.
In a meet and greet someplace, whatever. And I feel like I'm in the corner with my drink. We go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
That's very common. I know that's a very common thing that I hear a lot.
That's changed.
Yeah.
I guess I figured it out for myself. Did you have any of that, Russ? Or
yeah, I mean, I had a little bit.
Ashley's
of that.
Beautiful, so
Yeah, I mean, I learned quickly that women run this lifestyle. She takes the lead. I'll follow her lead. This is one of the few places where she actually takes the lead, and I just follow her.
But I didn't at first either. I was so shy. I still have moments, but I was so shy and just socially anxious. And
also, we were going to trap for months.
Yeah.
And it was just us hanging out.
Yeah.
We would talk to people.
Yeah.
But
it was a lot of personal, self work, you were saying, just overcoming a lot of insecurity, a lot of confidence issues, a lot of, how am I going to do that? How does that even work? How, with these strange, you've been with your husband for so many years or so long, and I'm just like, I don't even know how to talk to other people really like that anymore, So it was a lot of me getting over that.
That was one of the hardest things for me, though, was the attention. Because, like I said, Rob's my second husband, like a person I ever been with.
Yeah.
And so, you hit these places and, people are just like, oh my gosh, you're beautiful this or that or... And I didn't know what to do with that. I was just like, thanks.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's my initial every time.
Great. I gotta go get a drink.
Making it weird now. But we were going to kind of talk about jealousy. We were talking about jealousy. Have you, what's an instance? What do you recommend for jealousy and kind of overcoming jealousy? And how do you work through that? That's a topic that comes up all the time. How do you handle the jealousy?
Do we have jealousy?
The feelings.
We've had a couple of times where something just hit wrong.
Different,
I'll use my example. There was an instance where Lindsay was just triggered by somebody I like the kid. I like the kid all the time, right?
Yeah, same.
And so I was in makeout world with this one person. And it was awkward, but honestly, if I was a third party looking at it, well, that's really weird. They'd be kissing for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
In the club. She was pretty triggered by that, and that kind of snowballed.
It snowballed, and I still look back at that today going, why?
We talk
about it a lot.
That's my biggest one to date.
And we see this person around often.
Mm-hmm. And it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, she's a good person. Yeah. We like her. It's not her fault.
Kissing is often it just seems more intimate. I think that's why a lot of people when they join Lifestyle, they're no kissing, because it does have that intimacy feel to it. You're in someone's face. And for a lot of people.
And I think that's what struggle. It was. It was the sensuality behind makeout session. And I'm just
Yeah.
Don't care if you fuck her, just stop making out with her.
Pretty much.
But what am I supposed to do with my mouth?
Move on. Next step. Well,
that's most of it.
Sitting around watching, I haven't been taking notes.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today. Now, we were going to dive into consent. I think we need to move on to that because that's what we really want to talk about more. And what is consent to you? Why is consent so important to the lifestyle, kind of just in general?
I am a big proponent of this. So I'll just first take my own personal experience from come off as shy or like, I'm not interested because I know I'm going to, I need to ask. Like I am that, I don't know, you always called it a gentleman thing. And I always like, how do I ask? I don't just jump in and make a move.
Exactly. We've had this whole conversation as well, because as a man in a lifestyle, we're trying to be consensual and respectful to the husband and the wife. So it's a hard line to walk to let another woman know that you're interested, you're attracted, you know, try and get her know her a little bit more, but yet not come off as almost predatory. And creepy.
And you have to walk that line between.
It's a thin line to walk sometimes.
So, I think, but we mentioned this earlier about actually how, you know, like he followed your lead and we do that more now. Sometimes you're still kind of encouraging me from behind, like, hey, I'm like, okay.
My hype man.
and it looks about like that. Just wait, you'll see it one day and you'll see me go.
And here we go.
Got it.
Here we go.
I would say there was an instance this past year, and I talked to the couple we were with about this before we got on here. And I think this really started tickling my brain about consent and made it like much more important.
I think that kickstarted it. Really, yeah.
So the couple plays together all the time. They're not married. They're boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. They're not married to each other. It's all good. So anyway, she ended up staying with us, and we played with her the next morning, and she was like, this is great. It's fine. You know,
The three of us, it was all mutual.
And her significant other was elsewhere. She said, no, it's great. Let's do this. And so we didn't wait. It was a fun morning. Mm-hmm. And later on that weekend, she said, I told him about it. He's pretty upset. You probably need to talk to him. I said, okay, well, tell me about that. And she said, well, you know, we're supposed to play together and all this. And so, you know, I called him and we worked out. We're really good friends. Yeah. We did work this out. And I said, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I disrespected that boundary. And, you know, I think the message there for me was, one, you know, if you know somebody's in a partnered relationship and you know that they play together all the time, even if consent's from one person, you got to really think through that and say, is this really what it's supposed to be? And are you going to get in trouble? I try to follow the rules a lot, right? I'm a rule follower. And I will push them where they are necessary. But, we had this great conversation, he and I, and he explained to me, what that is. So consent is not only may I do this, but consent is also respecting, all of the boundaries that you know about that couple. Things are getting fuzzy. If you meet a new couple that is, or a new person in the lifestyle, like, I'm married. My husband says it's okay to play. Yeah. How do you know that? Right.
Yeah.
So
Are
you going to get yourself in the middle of a weird entanglement? That is a big deal to me. So I'm like, okay, what do we really need to know about consent? Because we need to make sure everybody knows about consent.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be tangled up in some drama that has nothing to do with you, to be honest.
Exactly.
And that's what the next question was, like, how do you handle when stuff comes up like that? But I do really think the answer is always, again, communication. Communication.
Yes.
I really do feel like handling those situations that are weird. And
as far as the communication, too, like the fact that like you said, you know, they've talked, we've reconciled, we are great friends still, and love to hang out. It's the lifestyle, while we're everywhere, it's still a small community of people. And you don't want, you're going to see people out and about anyway. And nobody wants to be walking around, you know, with, with the purple elephant on their back or
whatever.
What they say. The green monkey. Well,
Like, because the lifestyle, a lot of people don't talk about it a whole lot. And you kind of touched on it, is your, it's reputation based.
Yeah.
If you have a reputation of crossing boundaries, then
your name's going to keep coming.
Your name's going to keep, or, you know,
let people know,
the couples that always, the night always ends in a fight or an argument or stuff like that. Like, people in those circles know those people and avoid those people. And then they have a, the people with the issues have a even worse lifestyle experience because they ostracize themselves from all these issues.
Right.
And it's amazing in this short time that we've seen couples that have done that to themselves. Just
We've been in the middle of a playroom and an all out orgy, and all of a sudden we heard yelling in a corner. We look up and there's just screaming in the corner. We're like, oh, okay, I guess it's over, guys. And everybody just kind of put their clothes on and left.
It happens. Weird stuff happens.
That's not awkward.
Things happen, and we, and people mess up. You know, we're human. Yeah. We do mess up, and it's going to happen. We're not always all perfect all the time. But you have, you have to be able to communicate, sit down, have a conversation, be adults, you know, take accountability for what happened.
And I think so many people want that drama in their life. So if they're bringing that, like, I need this extra drama, and they bring that in work, they're from, in the rest of their lives, and they bring it in. There is a maturity that you have to have.
Yes.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Fixin' has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
So what advice would you give newcomers into the lifestyle with setting boundaries and rules and guidelines, and kind of where should they
start? I'll take this one.
Go on ahead.
Exactly there. So before you go to a meet and greet, before you go to a club, before you join an app, before you do anything, make sure that you're on the same page. The last thing you want to do is get into your first situation or conversation or go on your first date, and you guys are on different, you know, different pages of the book. It's key. You've got to be in sync with where you are.
And listen.
That's the key too.
Listen. Yeah.
As you're talking through it, you've got to understand your partner's boundaries, maybe, and why. Maybe it's a boundary that you wouldn't have, but they do. And one thing that we've really learned too is you start somewhere. And then our boundaries have evolved.
Yeah, you can grow. Yeah.
So
I was just going to say that. And like, boundaries can change at any point. They can change the next moment, the next day. You never know.
It can change in the moment of play, like in the middle of a play session. I don't like that. Time out.
Or I do like that.
I've had someone say one time, like, okay, you know, what are your boundaries? What do you not like? And their answer to me was, if we find it, I'll tell you to stop.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, part, I'll let you know. It's like, oh, you're adventurous. And then the other part of me goes, what do I do with you?
If you're a little too experienced, I don't know. But we've had, and you may have asked it, but we've had some challenges with our boundaries sometimes. So I think the very first one was, you know, we're same room, you know, full stop, whatever. Then we try to, you know, we're out together. Great. We're out together. We're at a party and I'm over a corner talking with somebody. And I look up and I see Lindsay like taking a woman's hand and leading her to a bedroom. And, you know, first I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Then I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Right. Like, this isn't in the playbook. Yeah. And so the woman I was with, we're friends. And so she saw what was going on and she's like, you okay? It's like, yeah, I think I want to let that happen. At the same time, my heart's like, no.
I did catch his eye in the middle of it. And I look back now and I'm like, okay, I could see the angst in his face, but I also got the nod. And that's exactly what he said just now. Yeah. He's like, I wanted her to go and do it, but I know I have these feelings.
Because we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Right. So I think there's the couple's consent. So there's a reason why you have the boundaries. There's the couple's consent that if you don't want to violate that trust with your partner. And so that was a big thing. And we talked heavily about it. And had a very happy ending. I ended up in the room with the woman.
Women usually at the end of that.
So I am really, I was awesome. Right? That was like the first best night I had with like three women and myself. Like, this is great.
Tell me you've had those conversations though, that it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you end with, but.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And then just as recent as this past weekend, she went off into another room with somebody. Yeah, we had the suite. So, and I look up, I'm like, okay, whatever, she's in there.
Sure. The door was open.
The door was open. So I'm like, okay. And I didn't get up until I heard you squealing and you said you squirted. So,
we had that situation when we were relatively new. We went out with a couple, ended up back at their house, and Ashley and the husband were in the bedroom, and the wife and I were in the living room. It was right there. I could see her, but we still weren't in the same room.
But we had
room.
Always played like next to each other. And we hadn't talked about it.
And I ended up migrating into the bedroom.
In the moments like, are we okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Am I okay?
We had that pretty early on where we ended up. It was not the same room per se, but we could see each other.
Exactly. It's a big room.
Exactly. Because we do that's most of our fun is like watching each other have fun. So that's why we always that same room because we just enjoy being together. And
exactly. That is a big turnoff for me is to see her enjoy, herself. And even to the point where, went too deep into it, but, she would start the girl stuff. And I would sit down and adjust the lights and the music, have it ring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a ham of a guy, he's like making jokes the whole time.
Yeah. I've just sat there in the corner, watch popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat snacks.
Got a sandwich, did some laundry.
Watch a television show or two. All right. Then what are some red flags consent wise that you have seen before in your journey?
We've
experienced.
Oh. The red flag or more of an intuition, but if you've ever been talking to or seen the couples where only one's really engaged.
Yeah.
Or the, and I know some some people are more quiet, but like you kind of get that sixth sense of something doesn't feel right here. Yeah. I've had that. Yeah. They're uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that a few times. Yeah, I know we've left a conversation before where we've gone, I'm pretty sure they're driving that train and the other person doesn't want to be here.
Of ourselves from that. Exactly. Doesn't feel comfortable
for that reason.
We stopped talking to a couple for that reason. So I think that's probably the biggest one so far. Cause we're so big into consent anyway that
I'm going to know. You're going to know.
It's going to be very clear. Yes. All right. And especially in the event setting, the place setting, it gets crazy. It gets wild. How do you make sure that everyone involved, do you have any tricks or tips or anything to make sure each person is comfortable? Yeah.
It can be depending on the group of people. So our most recent group orgy was there 10 of us or something? I don't remember. It was the big back room at the club. And because we all knew each other, people on the way back were talking about consent.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that was fine. Yeah. With a big group of people I don't know, I'm going to speak up. So I'm not going to let someone do something if I don't want it. I don't touch someone in a group situation unless they say it's okay. I don't come up behind someone and do something. So that's my own personal rule. And then, like I said, for others, because you do get the people in there that just have no boundaries or they think that it's a free for all.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of being like, hey, that's not cool. Back off.
Yeah.
Or
just calm down.
However you want to say it.
Relax.
So I think a good, it was when we were all together in Atlanta with without Russ.
Yeah.
And I was very concerned. I even told Ashley, I was very concerned. I want to make sure she was comfortable. I know you said you're anxious. And then we ended up with a bunch of people in the room. Yep. And we made sure there were all people we all knew.
Yeah.
But everybody knew where Ashley was at. So like, we were all very concerned. Like, what is she comfortable with? And
I did a hard stop at one point, because that was when I had asked her, I was like, hey, do you want to send pictures and videos since I can't be here?
Yeah. So like, just a backstory so they know what you're talking about. We went this past one, but the one before, we didn't have the podcast yet. So they're probably like, what the heck? But yeah. I'd stayed with them at both the last one and the one before. I stayed for a night last time and then last time for the weekend. And it was the first time I have ever been to an event without my husband. So I still have never, like we said, we use same room. We've always done this together. It's been an us journey. And yeah, there was not new people I were kind of familiar with, but I had not spent a lot of time with all of them. And I was missing him. I really was. I was missing him. My HS was flaring. I wasn't feeling really great about myself right then. And it was a little bit uncomfortable for a minute, just a moment of like, I want to make sure he feels okay about it. I want to make sure, because one of our, that's our kind of his thing has been, I would love to be involved, like, because we get off on watching each other have fun and what we're doing. And he just wanted, a couple snippets, a couple little, videos and stuff.
Meanwhile, I was at work.
of all the fun. And it was so much fun.
So we talk about FOMO.
It was fun. It was
right. Meanwhile, I'm getting videos and pictures. I'm like,
you said you wanted it. Here you go.
And I enjoyed it. But also, I knew what I was missing.
Yeah. But that was...
I knew exactly what I was missing.
That was a very good moment, because him and one of the other guys that were there were just so gentle and so kind and so patient with me, because I was having, just a moment of, I'm not sure how to navigate. I'm not sure how this is going to work. I still don't know if messaged, this is going to work.
He messaged me. Yeah. Like, and maybe during? I forget like, the time frame. I have to look at my messages. Yeah. But he's like, man, wish you were here. This and that. I had a great time.
And I was just, and I was anxious. And
he messaged me this last weekend at the glow party. Like, he's like, you need to get off work. And
they were very good at making sure I was.
I've been battling with that too. Because I used to message her, and this is like, all the times, like I was doing something fun or whenever I was out, whatever. She's like, would you stop sending me messages? I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Right. So I was battling. Yeah. Do we reach out? Like, what?
Oh, no. You are like more. I am. I love seeing and living vicariously through you guys. So, like, it's just
still going to be.
I'm problem. Still at work. Still right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
No. So, you always be like, oh, that's so, like, I wish I should. I could, if I just leave right now and I could be there by like 4:30. Will they be still awake at 4:30?
Probably. Possibly.
Probably.
Who busts in the door, like, give me a shot. Let's do this.
Give me
a shot.
Give me the bottle. And so I guess from the group situation, I think when you know each other, it makes it easier, but we still ask every time. Every time. Yeah. I think you asked one of the ladies who said, can Rob borrow your vagina?
One of DJ Life of Spice, our real close friend, he does something really, really cute to get consent. He always will look at him and be like, do you mind if me and your wife dance?
Oh, yeah.
So I love when
you mind if I dance with your wife?
You mind if I dance with your wife?
In the middle of an orgy, so we know what this means, right?
Like, everybody's got their way. It doesn't have to be like awkward. It doesn't have to be strange. You can make it, sexy and fun. It doesn't have to be so weird, and you don't have to make it so official. Like, it can be just a simple,
Ashley,
are you okay? Yes.
Not that serious.
It's not that serious. Don't make it weird.
But also, you want to get weird?
But also, that's what we always say.
Yes. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, we wanted to go, I guess we'll go over the, we want to go over the fries method, the good old fries, kind of explain, can you explain more of what the principle of fries is, what that means, all of what it is as a reminder for all of us.
How that started again, it was, you know, we were talking about things that we want to post regularly on our group. And we have Fries Friday now.
Yep, yeah. Fries Friday.
I love it so much.
Missing for a month because somebody was in Facebook jail.
Yeah, you just got out of jail.
And so we wanted to say, look, everyone, consent's important and I need you to read this. And read it every week. And we get, you know, new members all the time. And we always have people who thank us that we post it. It's freely given, reversible, informed, enthusiastic, specific. And each of these things should speak for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in, it's freely given and, you know, I'm not being pushed to do it, right? You know, I can say, nope, you know what? I don't want it. We're done. It informs like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to, I'd like a hand job and all of a sudden you're.
Yeah, you can revoke it at any time. It can be taken
exactly
at any time. Yeah. And then just because you say yes one time doesn't mean next time means yes. You know.
Yeah.
There's no informed consent.
Yeah.
There's no informed consent.
Implied. Yes. Yes.
I could be messing up words again.
Words are hard.
Always.
Words are hard.
There's no implied consent just because you're in a orgy situation, a group sex situation is a great example of that.
Yeah.
Where yes. Everybody should be saying, yes, you need to do this. We have heard, you know, stories where that wasn't the case, where somebody assumes that they can touch somebody, whatever. And that's, you know, and it's at perspective too.
Oh, yeah.
For me. So, but the person who, like, Lindsay might not need consent for somebody to do this.
Yeah.
But for another person, this might mean a lot that you ask to do it. Yeah. For me, I think it's important to say, hey, is this okay? You know, and I do that often. It goes back to that whole, I got to be a gentleman, but I don't also look like I'm just, I'm going to be the dominant one here. I don't see, you know, there's a balance to that. So I think consent is sexy because then it ends up being sexy.
When everyone is enthusiastic and, you know, wants to do it, there's nothing sexier than everyone being excited about it and enthusiastic and all here.
Yeah, and one of the important parts about it is, you know, just going back to the freely given piece of it, is there is a component of drugs and alcohol that are especially alcohol, although we've encountered drugs before.
That's what I was just gonna touch on.
Just gonna touch on that part. We encounter people who have been drinking a lot. You know, we want to make sure that they really are, and it's usually both partners help out with that conversation. Yeah. But if somebody's just been so drunk, like, you want to make sure that this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been situations where it's been like, we're going to go.
Yeah. I don't think you can consent right now.
Well, I don't think you can consent.
When you get to that point, it's not fun. Like, it's not sexy.
No,
it's
they're not feeling things like they should be.
We're there for an experience. Yeah. Like, I want you to have fun and experience everything everybody else is doing. If you're to that extent, there's no point.
Yeah. Yep. It's not like just a number thing, a numbers
thing. Going back to, we said, what would you give a newbie's advice for? It's like, let's go back to this for a second. Don't go out, you know, and drink heavily and then like go play with people or go find people who have been drinking. Like, just keep alcohol to a minimum as much as you can. You know, I'm usually designated driver, so if you see me at trapeze, I'm usually sober
bottles of water
all
last
the time.
Weekend. I was waving my bottles of water around this last weekend.
The bartenders all know that if I'm carrying my mug, they're putting tonic water or soda water in a line.
Yep.
I get one drink in the beginning, one drink, and then I go home and drink.
That's usually that's usually how we do it too. Or we'll have like two at the beginning and then just water the rest of the time. But
that's the good thing about taking my cup. No one knows what's in it.
Exactly.
Well, when we first started going to trapeze, we would drive up there.
Yeah.
And then I would stop drinking at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then I'd drive home at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Just have like two when you get there and then just drink water the rest of the time. So I said that's usually how we roll. I don't know. It's just better experiences. You feel better. The whole thing is just better.
You experience more. You have the clarity. Like, if you're that drunk, then you don't remember stuff. And I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I understand greasing the wheels, though. Wrong. Like, I understand, like, the whole social.
Yeah. Does like, loosen the wheels.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You need a little, little liquid courage sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with just a little lube.
Just a little lube.
Yeah.
Just a little lube's good.
Hey, so I have a question for you all. Just, you know, as you're, you know, I know you, you do a lot with BDSM. Is there a different dynamic from consent with BDSM, and how do you figure out what's what everybody wants? Is it a similar model or?
Well, in BDSM, it's, you have to, like, we're in negotiations, like if we're trying to plan a scene, it is sane and safe. So they are completely sober during the conversation. If I know I'm getting ready to do a scene, I don't drink at all. I'll drink water.
No alcohol. Like, they just don't really do drugs or alcohol, aren't involved at all. But for the most part, it's really similar, just making sure.
And then, yeah. And then in kind of blending the two worlds slowly, like, it's consent from all. Like, if I have a woman wanting to do, like, I need full verbal consent from the husband. Like, what do you not want to happen?
That makes sense. Make,
like, everybody knows what they want, like, in their head, but they know for sure what they don't want. And so what is your limit for your wife to happen to your wife? Like, what do you not want to see? And a lot of times it's, you know, you're good. I'm like, now, I have a safe word with her. I'm like, you're going to be watching. What's your safe word?
Because
if you experience something, then, you know, I need a cue to be like, okay. And then we can, you know, take a time out, slow everything down. We can talk it out. You know, even if it's just you feel a certain way, safe word it. And we'll stop. We'll bring everything out, and then we'll just talk about it, see what happened, and what you liked, what you didn't like, because a lot of the people in this lifestyle are new to the BDSM, so they don't understand the extent of where it can go. And so it gets to a point, and it's sometimes it's too much for the spouse to watch, and so they have to stop it.
That's really interesting. I've never thought about that point where the spouse themselves has also.
But I think they should also in any dynamic. That's also you know, if I saw something I didn't like, let's stop.
Well, early on, you and I had our code words.
Oh, definitely had code words.
Yeah, we had our code words early.
Yeah, we have code words and signals.
My mother-in-law's name, I think that was Yellow Flag. We said my grandmother had a code. My grandmother's name or something, that was a code word for like red flag.
Yeah.
We draw
a lot of
code
signals and stuff like that. Yeah. Keep going. Slow down.
Now our code word is, hey, I need just a minute. Yeah. And we walk away and have a minute.
Exactly.
We had a lot of code words.
Exactly.
Like, we had a lot of code. We had a lot of colors when we were 24/7. Like, before we went into a situation, it was like, I'd let her know, like, or she'd let me know, it's pink. Like, and what that would mean is everything's on the table except I can't call you daddy in this situation, or, you know, don't call me baby girl, or red was obviously full stop, yellow was slow down, impact play, we have fingers, like, as a 5-stage system, 5's too much, 1's not enough, 3's perfect. So if I'm spanking her, she was had fingers, I'm watching her fingers, so I knew how hard to, you know, where she was. I mean, we had a lot of
it's all consent, different ways to say what's good, what's bad, it's communication and consent.
Yeah,
for sure.
As I said, those are the two most important things about this lifestyle, really.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen any, like, exceptionally well ways other people handling consent? Have you ever any good, like, tips or anything to kind of wrap everything up? Just overall, I know we're running out of time. Just kind of any last things to say about?
Just... I mean, as far as what I've seen other couples do, it's they have communicated with us before any kind of play session and went, hey, we do a check-in while we're playing. So we may halt. It may just be eye contact. It may be a head nod. They're like, you know, if anything's going on, we may step aside for a minute. It does not mean that we're not enjoying things.
All
and so
green flags.
That is probably the best thing I've seen.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we've seen people who have, you know, somebody felt uncomfortable and they said, hey, I need to excuse myself. And it wasn't, it had nothing to do with us. It was for them. Yeah. There were, you know, there was a situation and like, okay, we need to take a break.
Yeah, and it doesn't always mean everything's off the table forever and it's all done forever. It can just mean so many times. Yeah, I've had to just be, especially in the very beginning in group play and kind of figuring that out. I was like, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. I just need to breathe for a second and regroup and figure out, make sure I'm good. And it doesn't mean that anything bad happened or, you know, any boundaries were crossed. It was just like a moment sometimes. It gets to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very overstimulating.
It is. It's hot.
Yes.
It's sweaty. It's, you know, it's not the most glamorous thing always. Sometimes I just need a second to regroup and figure out what we're doing here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I guess kind of wrap it up. We're already at time's about up already. As I said, time goes so fast on these
time
things.
Flies.
It's insane. Do you have any projects, anything you want to talk about going on soon? Anything more?
So our next event, we have a, we're going to announce a Pride event. It's going to be a limited invitation.
Saw that today.
Yeah. You know, gay, lesbian, bisexual men. But I think it'll be limited in Atlanta.
Like a smaller venue.
A smaller venue. So that's our next local event. And we figured it's kind of, I want to say it's neat, but it is. But it's during Pride Weekend in Atlanta. So we're excited about that.
That'll be so good. I'm so excited to see that.
We're going to go to the Eye Candy in Pigeon Forge. What is it? Haunted Hills.
Partnered with them for that.
And then the next one is we partnered with Trapeze for our birthday.
Birthday's coming.
It's going to be November
15th. We're really hoping to make that one because I was like, I think we might be able to sneak him away. For November, I think we might be able to sneak a night, sneak
we'll
a weekend
have a big
away.
Room.
I think
need an extra bed.
If not, I'll be sneaking away. You know how I do.
Always welcome to stay.
That's right.
Those are our next big things we're working on, and then we're planning our 2025 calendar.
It's gonna be here before we know it. I know it's already almost the end of the year. I can't believe this year is almost over. Swinger season.
Nice weather.
It is. Today was absolutely beautiful. I know. Yeah, we've got going on the secrets. We've got secrets coming in October 3rd through 6th. We'll be there with the Swinger Society.
Awesome.
So excited. Always love going to secrets and such a good group of people. There's like, I think 13 rooms left or something. They just
12
something
today.
Like that. And so there's a few rooms left and all that information's in all of our links below. And then we're going to have all your information down there if anyone wants to follow you and connect with you. You guys have been amazing. We've loved getting to know you over the last 6 months. And it's been nothing but fun. We've had such a good time. Good memories. It's been fun. And we're excited to see what happens over the next 6 months. It's going to be crazy. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep
it going.
Keep it going. LFG.
I'm never going to age out. Let's go.
Yes, forever and ever. Forever and ever. Well, we appreciate you guys being here. And
thank you for having us.
Yes.
Let's do it again.
Let's do this again. We have many more things to talk about and more. Always more stuff.
We may need
to
come down there so we can all do it.
In person. Always better in person. Yes. Always better in person. We'll definitely do that when you guys come.
You're just trying to get in my bed, Rob.
I am.
We only do a guess.
I just want a selfie with the slide.
All right. So I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. That was Hot Couple Chronicles. It's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Love you guys.
Bye.
See you soon.
Love you.
Bye guys.